Okay, so November album. That's all this will mean. Some of you hires workers, Vitu Zeze, and they cause each other to make mistakes. What that is, Lauren's going to discuss. Ein Lam Zalze El Tzeromas. They only have on each other complaints. They can't actually. There's no. As Mayor put it last week, there's no remedy. Right? There's nothing they can do. Go to court and achieve any remedy. Okay? Do you know the difference between? You'll see. Okay? They can only complain. If you hire a donkey driver, that's a kador or a potter, love a little papaya period to bring you wood to make some sort of canopy or chalilin or recorders, you know, flutes, the kala for the purpose of chas, the olamates for the purpose of a levaya. Paulim, you hire workers, laos, bishtarim in our mission to take your flax out of the soaking bin. B'chol davishu aved, anything which will sustain a loss, if it doesn't get done right away, obviously the chas, the levaya is passing, and your linen is going to get ruined, then malkum shein adam, there's nobody else to hire. Sarech aleim, you can hire on the cheshbon of the workers who backed out. Omaton, or you can trick them into going back to work for you. And we'll have that word tomorrow's going to describe. Okay, now I'm going to do a little bit of sleight of hand here. I'm going to switch around yourselves. This is me speaking, me, Beckoffer. Instead of Hitu Zezem Mao, we're going to switch around from the line, which is four lines down from here. Hitan Bala Bais Mao. You see that line, four lines down? It's actually the fifth line down from this one. Hitan Bala Bais, right. So we're going to take those four words, Hitan Bao Bais Mao, put them here, and take Hitu Zeze Mao and put it down there. Okay? So Hitan Bao Bais Mao. What's the case where the Bala Bus tricks the workers? The high person who's hiring the workers tricks them. Okay? He says, Ise Atun, going back to the second line of the Mishnah, come after me and work with me. So they say, Hechatun Avdin. How do people work? The workers say, how much do people hire themselves out for in your location? So he says, Min Chamesh Rabban, most people take $5 an hour. And that they agree to those terms. Vishtachun Avdin Min Aser Rabban. It turns out that most people take $10 an hour. So they were cheated, but do they have any remedy? No. Because too bad. Okay, they were cheated, but too bad. Because they agreed to work for $5 an hour. Was they should have checked it out. They didn't check it out. Yes, it's true they were tricked by him, but too bad. Tough on them. Okay? I don't know if that would fly nowadays, but that was the way it worked back then.
It's really taxi drivers.
Okay. But here you're tricking the taxi driver.
No. The taxi driver tricks you. He says everyone charges this amount.
Yeah.
It's really much higher than
Okay, now the other similar case is you're going to work with me. How long do most people work at this job? So he says, I'm sorry, homie, most people work for 10 days. And in reality, this type of job is most people work for 5 days. So he's getting more labor out of them because they're going to work more days. 5 days, more labor. So tough. Again, you know, that's their problem, not his problem. Now switching again the words before. Hitu Zezema, what's the case where they trick each other? So Isay Abdun in Chavrechon. So the guy says, come work together with your friends. Okay, so this is where one laborer says to other laborers, come work together with us. Okay? So Hechinun Abdin. How much do people normally work for? May Eser Rabbon. So they say most people work for 10. And it turns out most people work for 5. Now, I don't know exactly why the order is reversed here. Somehow, when you're dealing with your friends, though it's the workers are causing each other the numbers are reversed. In other words, somehow 5 would be. They trick him and they say 10, but actually it's 5. I wasn't able to figure out why that's the treachery. In other words, the treachery by the boss, he says most people get paid 5, and it turns out they actually get paid 10. But here it's the opposite. One worker says the other, most people get paid 10, but actually you get paid 5. I guess it's like this. I'm thinking out loud, and I think this is the way it works. In other words, I'm the foreman of a gang, let's say, right? And I say, come work with me on this job. So you say, okay, fine. How much do people pay for this job? So the foreman says, most people get paid 10. And you hire on as part of the work, part of the gang, assuming you're going to get 10. But in the end, the Baal Bus gives you how much? 5. So you can't do anything about the Baal Bus. Baal Bus didn't contract with you 10. Your foreman told you 10. But he's not the one who contracted actually for your labor. So actually, in this case, you're up the creek. It's tough luck. Okay? You can't sue the foreman. Well, I don't know if that works in secular law, but here you can't sue the foreman. No, you can get a walkaway here too, but he was the only founder afterwards. He did the work afterward already. Yeah, he already did the work. So, I would assume secular law you could probably sue the foreman, but here you can't sue the foreman. Okay?
It's supposed to obviously go and kill him.
Well, no.
So they're in the Italians.
Maybe the foreman is
considered
an agent.
No, but yeah, obviously in that case it would. You might be right, but that's not the case. Okay, similar idea. I'm not sure the word "melacha" goes in the. It goes in the back. Hey, Isir Abdulim Chavrechon, come work with your friends. So let's join our squad. Hechunur Abdin. Now, how long do you work at this job? Work for 5 days. It turns out they're working for 10 days. Again, tough on the worker, right? The foreman tricked him, but there's nothing that can be done. Okay, next case. Bamed Boramurim, when is this true? Is it Tosefta Shalokhu Achamorim? When the workers didn't go at all. Aval, if the workers did go on your behalf, but there was no grain when they got there. Paul Ilanakish, the workers went to hoe the field. Matzu Sadeus Lechon, they found a ready hoed. Those them scholarly chazar, you must pay them for having gone out and come back. However, you don't have to pay because you hired the workers, even though the work was done on its own, you must pay for the work because you hired. However, you don't pay them full wages because, well, this is like we had back above a comma, when you damage somebody, you don't pay full unemployment, so to here, you don't pay full wages. Because lo don abat toun lebo and rekon, a guy is willing to work for less if he doesn't actually have to work, right? If he doesn't have to actually carry a load back and forth, he goes back and forth, what? Right. So he's willing to take less money. So you pay them at the lower rate what he would take to go and come back empty hand, as opposed to what he would take to go and to bear load back. Osim lachas sell to somebody who does work. It's not comparable to somebody yeshiv bato. He's willing to get paid less if he doesn't have to work to boot, right? Yeshiv tell somebody who sits in the shade. Yeshiv chamas is somebody who sits in the sun. You get the picture. Okay, Reb Chia Ruba Chia the Great Agar Chamorin. He hired. This is a story along these lines. He hired donkey workers, donkey drivers. Lemesa lekita to bring for him linen, flax actually, which was soaking. So they went to find it was still moist, in other words, it was still soaking, wasn't yet ready to go. Omar, so it should be Omar lay le Rav, not Omar lone Rav, but he said to Rav, that's the way Shartar Yisrael fixes it, but he said to his nephew, Rav, his nephew was Rav, said to his nephew, Puk, go out, Vavlon Agra Mishol, and pay them their full wages. Varmalon, and say to them, not that I have to give you full wages, because full wages would be for going and bringing back the linen. And they went empty and came back empty, right? So according to the rules that just laid down, you should have to pay them less, right? But so say to them, not that I have to pay them, as much. Should be mevatris lachon. I'm mevatit you, meaning I'm willing to pay you more than I actually need to do so. Okay, so he wanted explicit, made explicit them that he's paying them more than he has to pay them.
It was just a chesed he was doing.
And I mean, that's what he's saying, but he wants them to know that it's a chesed. He doesn't want them to think that this is the halacha. Okay, because otherwise, when they work for other people, they'll expect the same treatment. Okay, Pamed Vormurim. Now this is going on the Sefer when they reneged in the middle of the work. Pamed Vormurim Shlois Chilu. When can they opt out of their work? When they didn't begin yet, right? Avlin Kibel Mimenu Sodeli Tzorva. A guy accepted a field to harvest. In other words, he contracted to harvest the field. Bishnei Shloim for $2. Kotzer Chetzi. Obviously, Shloim is something higher than dollars, but Kotzer Chetzi Vehinia Chetzi. I'm using dollars for just for simplicity's sake. He harvested half and he left the half. Begog Bishnei Shloim extended by himself to weave a garment for $2. Or a Chetzi, he wove half. Vehinia Chetzi, he left half. Shamila. We prorate for him. Ketzad, Shamilo. Why do we prorate? Mashosa, what he did. Imaya Mashosa, Yafa Shishadinoim. If what he did was worth $6. Now, $6, two slime is actually, it should be $8. Okay, I said dollars before, but let's go, let's change it now so it works out better. Two slime is $8. He went and worked six slime worth. That's really how much of the labor? Three quarters. How much do you get paid?
Six.
That's what you would say, right? You'd be wrong. Says Mar, Ima Shasi Yavashisha Dinarim, nice and low seller. You give him the $4. Because people get hired in $4 increments. So if he did $6 worth, how much do you give him?
Back to four. Don't go to the highest.
No! Because you're going to have to hire another worker to finish it off. Those are seller, Igmar Malachto. If you sell a nice little seller, if you work for the $4, you give him $4. If you work for $6, you give him $4 too. If you work for $7, you give him $4. Because you're going to have to go and hire, spend $4 to go hire somebody else. Right? Makes sense. Okay. All right, those are there. Shomin Masha Asidla, this is silent differently. So Shomin Masha Asidla Asos. We reckon what eventually is going to get done. If that which eventually is going to be done is yafe shisha dinarim, in other words, he only did $2 worth out of the $8, right? So that's a low shekel. You give him $2 worth, right? Because he did $2 out of the $8. Oh, you can remember after he finishes the work. Vim shekel. If what he did is even if what he did is worth more, right, than a shekel initially, in other words, let's say worth $4 worth, but it's going to cost you $6 to hire somebody, then you only pay him $2 as well. In other words, we don't look at all what you did. We look totally and completely at what's going to. How much is left and how much you're going to have to pay in order to hire somebody. So although he doesn't say this, theoretically, I don't know why he doesn't say this, but theoretically, if he did $2 worth, but you're going to have to pay a full $8 in order to get it done in the future, you pay him zero, because you have no, you have complete amount left still to do. Okay, so we're going to say wrong.
Right?
It's all logic. Okay, so Rabbi Seba Sharafuna said, Rabbi Bina, Rabbi Yerim Hashem, Rav said, we don't look at all what he did, but rather at what is left. Okay? So it's not in increments of a seller. Rather, it all has to do with how much it's going to have to pay for what's left to do. Okay? So, according to Tata, the first opinion, you go in increments of a seller. If you did more than a seller, you go back down to a seller. Right? If you did less than a seller, you go back down to zero, of course. But you always look at the increments of a seller. According to him, you look at what's left, regardless of what he did so far. Okay.
I don't recall it either.
I don't know if it is in the Bible. It sounds like it's very logical, so maybe it is there. So I wouldn't bet that it's not there. I didn't look tonight, to be honest with you, but I don't recall. Says Gemara, but Mitzir for some reason himself I'm not so familiar with. Says Bamed Varmuim, when is this all true? Bedavar Shein of it. Something which won't, this is going back to Mishnah, where it's something which won't sustain a loss if you don't get it done right away. Avodavar Aved, but if it's something which is going to sustain loss, you don't get it done right away. Socha lo mimakom acher. You can either hire on their basis, in other words, you have to go to sue them afterwards for later on. Umato, you can trick them themselves. For example, Vayimer lo, you can say, sell a pasakti l'cha. I initially was going to give you $4. Shnayim einoisin l'cha. I'll give you $8, which of course is an outright lie. You have no debt, you give me more than four, right? But you're going to trick him to get the work done because you're going to lose money otherwise. Or halach it should say here halach v'sachar mimakom acher. If you went and hired with somebody else, nice tell me zev and nice and lezev. If you had to hire somebody else, he takes from this worker who backed out of him and gives to the other worker. Amar Yehuda Bila said v'vada kadesh sechoro. Only up to what he would have paid the first guy. In other words, there's a cap. If it's up to what he would have paid the first guy, he can then go to a second guy, pay him that, and demand it from the first guy who reneged, but not beyond that. Says Mark, what is the cap? Does it mean until the cap of a day's work, or the cap of an hour's work? Where it's how much are, what is this cap? Caps being measured in various different ways. Let's go by the job, by the day, by the hour. It's not clear what the cap is, and there's no Gemara doesn't actually come to a conclusion of that. When is this true? Where it's not possible to hire other workers and without any loss. But if it's possible to hire other workers without a loss, such as Ruach Hamorik Shemashu Shabon, we saw donkey drivers approaching, even if it's a Dovra Aved. Or Shaparak Svinoso about Blamon. I think Lamon is a port, although I'm not sure. The guy hired a boat, and the sailor unloaded the boat in the port. Amarlo, say the schor l'chaachz, because there are plenty of boats in the harbor, right? Go hire yourself another boat. Ain lo love el teromos, you can only be upset, but there's no remedy because he's not going to suffer a loss. Okay? So far, so good? Nice and easy, right? Told you it's easy, right? Didn't believe me? Okay. Hasova now gets hard. I'm just kidding. Hasova Sufi. You hire workers, v'chozeben, and they renege. Yodon al-Tachtoina. They have the lower hand. If the householder, the guy who hired them, reneged, he's at a loss. Kol Mishana, anybody who changes from the initial terms of the agreement is Yada Tachtani, he suffers the loss. Because anybody who reneges on an agreement, Yada Tachtani, and his hand is lower as well. Okay, so superiority is always the individual who keeps to the bargain. So,
are these oral agreements?
What? Oral agreements. Oral or written. Doesn't matter. Okay?
So, but the recourse is to go to Beis Din to
collect? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are a bunch of cases which can fall under the rubric of these parameters, but we're not going to get into that right now. Now, interesting machlokas here. I don't think this is in the Bavli. Rav amar ki li b'nei so'avodi. Jews are my slaves. Jews can't buy each other. They're my slaves. Now, there's a flaw in this because, of course, it's the concept of Eved Ivri, right? But it means free Jews don't buy each other, right? That free Jews are free Jews, and there's not supposed to become a body. Rabbi Yochanan said, not quite. He's arguing. He says, Eved Ivri he must nisa. Our Mishnah, there are many different interpretations of what Rabbi Yochanan says, but the way I learn it is, our Mishnah reflects the principle of the our Mishnah reflects the principle of the freedom of an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri can at his discretion go free. He can pay up and go free. Right? He can pay up early and go free. A master cannot demand, however, payment of compensation if he releases an Eved Ivri early. Okay. He can release him early, but he can't demand compensation for that. Now, the manifestation of this machlokas is as follows. Al-Daiti Rav, according to Rav, who says Jews don't buy each other, Anybody can renege on a contract, whether worker or a baal bais. They can renege in the middle of the contract and say, we no longer want to abide by the terms of the contract, which is, would be a tremendous chiddush. We don't pass it, Rabbi. Pass it, Rabbi Yochanan. Al Dai Rabbi Yochanan seems to be pass it, Rabbi Yochanan. It's not clear. Oracle Shulchan is not so clear about this. Al Dai Rabbi Yochanan, Poil Yochol Achsabov Lo Baal Bais. According to Rabbi Yochanan, just like an Eved Ivri can release himself, so too a Poel can work away from the job. However, the Baal Bais cannot walk away. Basically, like American contract law, the contract binds the according to Rabbi Yochanan, the contract binds the employer, not the employee. Okay? So according to Rab, neither of them is bound by the contract. Right? They can both opt out of it. I'm sure you can build clauses into the contract which will cause penalties to the Baal, but without that, anybody can walk away from the agreement. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the worker can work away, the employer cannot work away. Okay? What? As long as it's not a slave, right? Okay. All right. So says more further. You hired a donkey to drive it in the mountain. And you drove it instead in the valley. You hired the donkey to drive it in the valley. And you drove it in the mountain. Even the distance is precisely the same. If the animal died along the way, chayav l'shalem, you must pay for having disobeyed the terms of the agreement. Saras hachamor, if you hired a donkey, vivrika, and if it got wormy, I don't know exactly how those worms come about, but the feet get wormy. Oshis bagar, it's taken away for pressed into service by the army. Omer lo, the renter. Can Hertz rent the donkey, right? Mr. Hertz says to the borrower, it's your tough luck. I gave you the donkey. What happened to the donkey afterwards? Your problem, not mine. Okay? Mesa, if however the donkey gave died, natural death, Onishbra broke, natural occurrence, Chayv, then Mr. Hertz, Chayv, Lamilo Chamorz, give him another donkey instead. Okay? If somebody hired a donkey to walk it in the mountains, and you took it in the valleys, if it slipped, potur. Why? Because slippage is more likely in the mountain. If it slipped in the valley, so obviously the donkey's a klutz. So the borrower does not have to pay. But if it gets overheated, chayiv, you're liable, because overheating is much more likely in the valley than in the mountain. Now vice versa. You hired a donkey to take it in the valley. You took it in the mountain top. If it died as a result, or was damaged as a result of slipping, then chayiv, because that indeed is much more likely in the mountain top. If it died because of overheating, then you're exempt, because that's much less likely on the mountain top. Okay? So for all this is logical, right? If, however, it got overheated because it had to climb to get to the mountaintop, then chayav in your life. So is a perhaps somebody hires out a cow, lachrosh bahar to plow on the mountaintops, v'chorosh b'bika, and instead you plowed in the valleys, v'nishbar, and it broke, v'nishbar kankan, sorry, the plow broke, potter. Why is that? Because it's easier usually to plow the valleys than the mountains. The mountains are more rocky, so therefore you're more liable to be potter. You diminish your liability by working only in the valleys. However, if you hire babika, you hire to work in the valleys, and instead b'charsh bahar, you plowed in the mountains, nishbar kankan, and the plow broke, chayiv, you are liable. That's exerting more. Ladush b'kidneys, if you hired it to thresh legumes, the dasha to when you threshed and said grain, parts of your exempt because threshing grain is lighter work. But if you hired it to thresh grain instead, dasha b'kidneys, you threshed legumes instead, chayiv, you are liable. Shakidnis mechalekas. Why is that? Because that's more strenuous work, not because necessarily the workload. rather because the beans cause animals to slip. They're oily, they're slippery, they're smooth, they cause the animals to slip. More likely damage will occur. Okay? Now, status of Gemara. Nicha, now I want to switch around the gears here. There's Gori, I'll change around the gears and Shabit. Nicha, Babika! I understand if you hired to walk in the valley of Alichabar and you walk instead on the mountain, that you are chayav, right? Babibahar Alichabar, but you hired it to walk in the mountain and you instead took it in the valley. Isn't that easier walking? What would be the problem? You're diminishing the exertion. So it's because of the air. We said basically that in the mission, because the air is worse than the valley of the mountains. The mountains is rarefied air. So therefore, taking it down from the mountain to the valley might indeed be detrimental, despite the fact that it's less exertion. Okay? Rabbi Dustoy ben Yarimer, Shekisha Nochosh, there are more snakes in the valleys than the mountains. Rabbi Yochamar, Rabbi Mary. Rabbi Yochamar said to Rabbi Mary, Domar, called Mishan, makes no difference. Called Mishan El Das Ba'abais. Anybody who changes from the intent of Mr. Hertz, the Baal Boss of the Donkeys, Nikra Gazi is called a thief no matter what. Okay? So therefore, even if it's beneficial, if it's then nevertheless, it's called thievery. So, Chamor, V'yikrik, if you hired a donkey in Ivrika, what does it mean? The Bazak, it got wormy. Oshanazi Sangaria, or it was taken by the soldiers. East to Tapachot Vavan base. East Tani Dani, that those who learned Angaria can be so. Angaria is like death, and therefore he must give the Mr. Hertz, when his donkey is taken away from his renter by landlords, he's got to, by soldiers over here, it's like death, and therefore he has to give another donkey to the borrower. Each side, those who say, Omer lo arei shechol fanecha, they say, no, he says, you're tough luck, that it got taken away from you. It's not my problem. Is that clear?
But that's an onus. And Shomer Socher is...
Where's Shomer Socher?
Didn't he hire?
What?
Shomer Socher.
Who?
He's hiring a... He's renting a donkey.
He's a Socher. Which is like a Shomer Socher, right?
Yeah. So and this is an onus, because the army came and grabbed...
Right, the question is whether Hertz has to give another donkey then.
Right.
It might be an onus.
So he's potter for
he's potter for pay.
The question is whether he can.
Who says it's buying another donkey because it's taken away from him? That's the issue.
Like when I had my car stolen in New York and I wanted another car.
Right.
And they didn't want to give it to me because I was a poor risk. I had rented a car.
They didn't want to give it. But they did give you, right? They had to.
Eventually. They didn't have to. They had to get the manager's permission.
Oh,
see?
Really?
Yes.
What made you poor risk?
Because I had a car stolen.
But I thought that means that they have to give you another one by definition. No.
New York.
But that's what it is. That's really what it is. Right, right. Okay? So some say they have to give you another one. These tiny American law, we have racial law, and now they say it's your problem. It's not our problem. My tiny Ankara community says it's like that, and they have to give you another one. Both of Sheol if I share. It's a case where the Mr. Hertz could have negotiated with the soldiers and gotten out of it, and he chose not to. So therefore, he's got to give you another donkey. He says it's your tough luck. But I also show you the whole fashion. I couldn't have gotten out of it. I was powerless to negotiate with them. So therefore, you're up the creek. Tiny Rav Shimon Lozomer. You probably distinction when Angara is temporary or permanent, but the Yerushalmi doesn't draw such a distinction. If the Angara is taken on the way that this guy was going to travel, so you don't have to give another donkey, because usually the Angara, in that case, the soldier will let you have your loads go on the donkey. for that period in which you're walking together with them. But if it got taken and it's not going the same way, the route that you originally planned, you have to give him another donkey to make up the difference. Okay? Literally means a shortcut, but here means if they're going the shortest possible way, and Chayav Lami Lo Chamor Achem, Mr. Ritzus, give another donkey, you should just try and tack on. The Silke, if they're going in a distant, more distant manner, Chayav Lami Lo Chamor Achem, Mr. Ritzus, give him a donkey, a different donkey. Revo Shem Rabbi Yosef Chino says, Agra Mikal Lelud. If he hired a donkey to go from here to Lelud and leave him and bring the Saraya, that the Yerushalayim was written, the Yerushalayim was written on Caesarea. It says Mikal from here, and the from here fits in with the parameters of its being Caesarea. No, I'm not impressed by that proof, because it actually fit in if it's talking about Katsrin in the Golan as well. But anyway, that's what he wants to prove, because he says, this is an example of the previous case. Agri, why don't get to go from here, from Caesarea to Lud? V'yitzivas Angaria Lelud has taken by soldiers who are also made to Lud for the purpose of soldiering, and Chayav Lamilucham Archeidor to give another donkey. Why? Because it's on the road, it's on the same way. Right? And to just join up with to use in the meantime. Mikah, however, Lud, but if your intentions go from here, from Caesarea to Lud, into this Angaria Lelud, and they divert it to Tyre, right? Which is. They took a captive to Lebanon, this donkey. Then you have to give him another donkey because it's not going in the right direction. Okay? Mason Ishmael, now if your donkey, Mr. Hertz's donkey, dies or is broken, he's got to give another donkey to the renter. That's only if he said, I'm giving you a donkey. If he said, I'm renting you this car or this donkey, so he said, can say to the renter, this is the only one I wanted to put in front of you. If this one doesn't work out because it dies, kicks the proverbial donkey bucket, too bad, it's your problem, not mine. Okay. Yes, but there is still qualification here. Chayvli tapo bo should be ad osamok according to Lieberman. You have to, if the nevela has enough money still vested in it, the dead carcass of the donkey, that if you sell it, you can raise enough money to give him a smaller donkey. You, the Mr. Hertz, have got to do that. It's a big chiddush, but you must do that. You must sell the larger carcass, buy the small donkey, and give him the smaller donkey along the way. Okay? And the Gemara explains that here. Omrez here says, in Yesh but fail if there isn't what's left to deal with. Kideliskor loan the guide or katan to rent out for him a small donkey. Chamor acher. They doesn't have to give him another donkey, but he hires it out from, he buys it from this donkey. Be love, and if not, first anal's got to go. Sorry, I didn't even notice that before. It's got to go. The way it goes like this is Amram Zem Yesh Batil Kadei Skolo Gai Du Kotan Chayev Lamino Chamor Acher. Take out the anal. You have to go and rent out for him the smaller donkey. Right. So if, let's say, the animal alive was worth $200. Now its carcass is worth $50. $50 you can buy. You know, you hired him out the Lincoln Continental of donkeys. But the Lincoln Continental broke down. But you could sell the Lincoln Continental and get the Yugo of donkeys. So you must sell the Lincoln Continental, the dead Lincoln Continental, and get him the Yugo donkey. Okay? That's what it's saying over here. Makes sense, right? Because that's part and parcel of the agreement. If not, if you can't even get that, Eno Chayav Lami Lo Chamor Acher, it should be Eno. In that case, you'll have to give another donkey. Arachayav, says the same thing, just express it somewhat differently. Miesh Mevelo, if you have in the value of the Mevelo, that he called Gai Do Kotar, Chayav Lami Lo Chamor Acher has to give him another donkey. Aim Lav, and if not, Eno Chayav Lami Lo Chamor Acher has to give him another donkey. Okay? Hello, Adam. Hasaras Chamor. Samurai is a donkey, love Yechitin to bring wheat. Baby Saran said he brought barley. Tvua to bring grain. Baby Tvatem said he brought straw. chayev. These are deviations, and you're liable. Kama yosef maso, you know, when you hire to a certain weight limit. Kama yosef maso, what is the deviation allowed on the weight limit? Via chayev, and beyond that, you're liable. Chasumas amer, mishum reimer. So a gamol is full measure for a donkey. Shlosh shukav, which is a half measure, chamor for a camel, a half measure for a donkey. Okay, chavsam and half of the donkey. Tani, we learn. Come, yem yosef maso. How much can you add on via chayev, and you'll be liable? Chasumas amer, mishum reimer. So a gamol, that's a measure for a donkey. Shlosh shukav, half measure, chamor to a donkey. So for a camel, for shlosh kavi and a half measure chamor for a donkey, kav a sixth measure, because there's six kavi in the saw, the katov for a human being. After that, it's the straw that bad broke the human being's back. You can't add on beyond that. Shlosh is saying lagola and three measures when you're dealing with a wagon, with spina, with a boat, lefimashi, based on the strength of the boat. Shayara, and here we have a few interesting logs, which I think, which is probably really the end of a comma. Shayara shnava lagais. If a caravan was beset by bandits, but you paid him off, b'chashivim woman, then you distribute the ransom among the members of the caravan based on their wealth. In other words, it's a pro, not per capita, but, you know, pro rata based on the wealth, because they save themselves by money. The law of Phoenipos is not based on a head tax. If they set in front of them, it should be tayar, not tray. If they set in front of them a guide, so each would need the guides equally. So therefore, it has to do with their souls. And therefore, Phoenipos is there, it goes by person, not by monetary interest in the caravan. Interesting that God, you got it? No. By caravan, which is saved. By paying money to bandits. Since they save themselves on money, the money is proportioned based on the value.
Deep pockets.
When however, they're hiring a guide to go in the desert, each person needs a guide equally to go in the desert.
Oh.
So there they pay equally based on person, not based on money. Okay? However, Amishan al Minuk Shosher, if there's a Minuk, you don't change the Minuk. Svina Shomnala Nachsho, a boat upon which, you know, like Yoina, a tidal wave came up. They killed Maso and they tossed over from its cargo. Mechashiv v'masi, you reckon based on the tonnage which each individual brought and rated that accordingly. Ulefi mamon, and based on the value of the cargo, we take both those factors to have lofi nevashos, not based on the human beings which are aboard. Obviously, the value and tonnage stay in place, count not the human beings. Avol, however. Somebody hires from his friend a wagon or a boat and is paying based on the cargo. You there, it goes by load and by people, because people obviously going in the wagon as well. Load fee mama, not based on the value. Okay, so when you're tossing stuff overboard, you go by volume and value. When contracting for a trip, you go by person and by cargo. That's true also nowadays. You know, if you go on an airplane, or, you know, they charge you per piece and per person. They don't take out whether you're carrying diamonds or you're carrying, paperback novels. So say it is true about if you have is true over here as well. Okay? Shayosh Navala guys, if the bandits fell upon a caravan, man and one of them got up, and saved them by battling off the bandits, he till answer. Everybody still splits up equally. If they gave him permission, the delegate said, "Oh, you save us from the bandits." Then he tells Atzma that he saves everything he saved is for himself. So whatever the bandits have, which he retreats, he gets to keep. Similarly, Chamoy Shnava Leim Listin, donkey drivers attacked by bandits. So Echad Mehem, when they got up, he tells and saved. He tells them, so he saves for everybody equally. If he said that I get to save, I get everything which is there. the basin, made this condition basin. Don't ask me about the basin so quickly as they were battling. We made a condition basin. He saw actually save for himself. Hashut v'shemachluhem mochsin. If partners are forgiven by tax collectors, mochlem, so they divide up the part which was part which is nimcha. Imarv, they said l'shem ploymos. The tax collector said, "We're giving back to so and so because we like his face." Then marzin mishmakir, we give it back to the people who the tax collector explicitly singled out. I'm sorry, I skipped. Imarv l'shem ploymachal the mash mochlu mochlo mechila goes to him. Hagaboyin tax collectors, Rav Moichsin, another type of customs collectors, chuvas and kosher, it's difficult for them to chew because they have no idea from whom they stole. So, Arei Il, Machzil, Mishmakim, they gave back to whoever they recognize. Lamisha, Emakim, anybody, they don't know Yasimet, they don't know who to give back the other money to. Yasimet, so the Tibor, they make for them, you know, things that the Tibor can use. The expect thing to give it back to the specific individuals. Okay, want to do more and more mission? Want to stop here for now? Yeah, okay. Well, no, oh, I'm not prepared that far. I didn't even turn the page. You're right. I'll try and wing it out, Lachabov. Not a bad idea. I didn't actually look at it yet. But you're right, because the whole barrack in a single night. That's not bad. Okay. Let's shoot for it. No guarantees. Halachayah. All workers, Shomrei Sachar. I'm sure it's not all workers. You know, to give you a vacuum cleaner, they have to be fixed. So he's a Shomrei Sachar because he's getting paid for watching it, right? Because you're going to pay. If, however, Kulam Shomrei Avemos, if they called you up and told you, okay, your vacuum is ready, they said, bring your money, Vitol Shachon, take back your vacuum cleaner, at that point they become a Shomrei Chinam, right? Because at that point they've already earned their wages. From now on, they're only Shomrei Chinam, not a Shomrei Sachar.
No, he wasn't paid yet.
Even though he wasn't paid yet. He was paid for the time he was working and watching at the same time, simultaneously. Shmorli v'shmorli chav, I say, I watch for you, you watch for me. Shomrei Sachar, that's a Shomrei Sachar, even though no money is changing hands. But you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Right, pardon. Shmorli, a guy says, watch for me. Varmerlo, and the other guy says, fine, hanach l'fanai, put it in front of me. Shomrei Chinam becomes a Shomrei Chinam, of course, not a Shomrei Sachar. Hamavla Mashka, if somebody loans money on a collateral, so the guy is holding on to the collateral, the lender is a Shomrei Sachar. He's getting rewarded with the security of having the collateral. Ravina Meyovo Mos, if a person loaned money, then by getting the collateral, he is, when he gets the collateral, he's a Shomrei Chinam. Now, the truth is, I should explain this the way the Pnei Moshe explains, because otherwise it doesn't really make sense. The way Pnei Moshe explains that if I get collateral from somebody, I'm not a Shomrei Sachar because he has security of having the collateral. Rather, a Shomrei Sachar because of the concept of Putu Grad Yosef. Meaning, I'll explain. I don't have to give tzedaka now when I'm holding the collateral for Putu Company because I'm being Shomrei the collateral. We had the back of Bob earlier, Bob was here. So it's the same thing, right? I don't have to give tzedaka because I'm watching the collateral. So he says, that's true. That's what it says here. So that's why he's Shomrei Sachar because he's getting advantage, right? It says, Amar Mashu Shomrei Sachar. You know, Helvo Amos, it depends. If you loan money, he says, there's no. We don't look at that benefit of being not a big tzedakah. Rather, if you loan a guy money and you get collateral, Shomrei Chinam, then you're a Shomrei Chinam. Because you don't have any advantage whatsoever. He doesn't take the mitzvah advantage, not even tzedakah to account. However, if you loan the guy fruit, then you're a Shomrei Sachar. Why? Because you're getting an advantage. Why is that? Because your fruit, which could have rotted if remade by you, you dumped on somebody else, and it's his problem now. So then you're after Shomrei Sachar because of the benefit you're getting, that your fruit is being used as opposed to rotting. We don't pass it this way. Abishol says, if I have an Ani's Mashkon, I'm allowed to hire it out and make Leo's posikolot for Holech to get the money for it and deduct from the his loan accordingly. It's just like returning loss option. It's saving him conditional loss. Okay. Hata achistostus. Antiochus, whatever it is, Antiochus, whatever it is. Yeah, Rifisu. So there are different interpretations of what this is. The Meiri says, if I give, you know, I gave him vacuum cleaner to fix, and I give the vacuum cleaner a holiday gift, right? The vacuum cleaner got a holiday gift, I should say, not the vacuum cleaner, the repairman, a holiday gift. So that's Ribbis, right? Because I owe him money for the vacuum cleaner, gave him a gift besides. That's anti-crisis. So the way Lieberman learns it, though, it's going on, if you eat the fruit of collateral without deducting or selling it, then that's ribbis, of course, because you, besides the loaner, gained the fruit of the collateral as well. Although I don't understand why the belief Miri was not good enough for him, and in that case seems to be a case several times in the previous parak, but that's what he says. Shmuel b'shomer lo hanach l'foray. This story specifically, if a guy says that which it says that if I say, you put the fruit in front of me, I say, will you be my shomer? You say, put the fruit in front of me, then you're a shomer chinam. That's why if I say, put the fruit in front of me. But if he says, put it back in front of you, it's like, shove it, right? He says, I don't want it. Shove it away from me. I don't want this. The ain't a loma shomer, shomer chinam, lo shomer socher. He doesn't want to become anything. Amrei Yochanan says, "Goitz adam lite kavulin kaperos avidei mashkon." A person would love to pay even and have the fruit which he's given and which grows as a collateral sold in the marketplace in order to deduct from his loan. Ravo b'shem Rabbi Yosef Yochanan said a similar thing. "Goitz adam lite kavulin person pay lite kaperos and let the fruit be sold. Umishi if I sell a mashkon to somebody who will use to who will then." To give the money to the lender and appease him that eventually the collateral should go back. So obviously this arrangement in the Seifa seems to be a very advantageous arrangement. Okay, Lieberman though brings down, and perhaps they're arguing this Tosefta, but there's Tosefta somewhere that says with a rich man you shouldn't make such an arrangement. Now, if a rich guy gives you collateral, you shouldn't have an arrangement to sell the fruit of the collateral and deduct from the loan. Because that looks very, if it's a rich guy, it looks like ribbis. Because it looks like he's giving you the fruit. He's high, you're selling and defraying, but it looks like he's giving you the fruit. And we don't want, if it's a poor guy, so we want to help him along and defray the costs as we go along. But it's a rich guy, we don't do any favors. Just hold on, glad, don't let the fruit go to waste. Okay, now I'm going to wing it to the end of the parak. If I can make it. So he transports a jug from place to place, nishba, and it broke. Ben shomer chinam, ben shomer sochar. Whether he was a shomer chinam or a shomer socher, yeshava, he's got to take an oath that he was not negligent. He's also. Amar Lezer says to me, "Ani michelin zevis el yeshava." I be astounded that how can they get off the hook just by taking a shvua? Because first of all, shomer chinam. How do we know? Perhaps that we have no more about the location. Perhaps location was a place where it was liable to roll, in which case, even if he says it wasn't Poshe, how are we supposed to believe him? And by Shomer Socher, how can a Shvua get him off the hook? In Lamaisa, anytime there's Gnevar Aveda, something is lost or stolen, he's liable, even if it wasn't Poshe. So what good does the Shvua do in his case, right? What Shvua is he going to do? So Tayre Chemer said, Kadar Masar Kadroy LeBarnash, an individual. Price of the story. The Kiko letter brings it down. It's also in the Bavli, the story. And he bailed, I guess the Chidol, he brings down the Chidol once he proved that. In fact, the story is also in the Bavli, that the Bavli knew the Rishami. Okay. In any event, so he says that, a potter gave his potters to another individual to transport them, right? LeBarnash Tarvin, and he broke them. The transporter broke them. Orim Gulsei, so he picked up his shirt. Asa Gabi Rabbi Yisrael Chanina came to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. And because he'd say, you know, he figured he's going to literally lose his shirt because the barrels broke, right? He broke the barrels. So Amar Leh, so he said, Ezel Amar Leh, he said to go say to, I know the story from the Bavli, so it's not a problem reading this. He said he went to Rabbi Yisrael said to tell Rabbi Nechemia the following pasuk. He said to go tell them, Emulei lamantech derech tovim. Tell them the pasuk. Go in the proper in the proper derech. So meaning, give him back the shirt. In other words, just go lift him the shirt. Yitak owes you the shirt, but give him back the shirt. So Azov, I guess he had already given the shirt. So Azov, V'amar Leh, so they went and told Rabbi Nechemia this. V'yoyev Gultz, and he gave the shirt back to the porter who broke the barrel. Amar Leh! So then Rabbi Yisrael went a step further and said, Yoyev Loch Agro, he asked him. He asked the porter. Rabbi Yisrael asked the porter, you have lochach, did he pay you? Now he gave him back the shirt already, right? So now he was even. But now he asked the porter, did he pay you his wages? Amaleh, the porter said, lo, Amaleh. So he said to the porter, Zil v'amorle, go and tell Rabbi Nechemia, v'orchos tzadikim tishmor. Watch the pathways of righteousness. Zozav Armalay, so the porter went and told Rabbi Nechemia that Yoivle Agre. Now he didn't get back his shirt, so he didn't lose, but he paid him his wages besides. Which means that if Lifni Meshura Sadin goes that far, if a guy didn't work for you, even didn't work, didn't pay out, so it's a big mitzvah to pay him for it. A lot of people will do this nowadays, but they probably don't. Okay, that's it. A whole parak in one night. It's great.